This is Roxana Alvarez with the Crested Butte Arts Festival, and you're listening to Inside the Artist Tent. This is one of five interviews with artists that will be part of this year's Arts Festival. I am joined at the KBT studios by local artist Timothy White. Timothy's current mixed media work comprises wood panels, paint, substrates, and evocative tonal images of buildings' architectural fragments in various degrees of decay. Timothy, welcome to Inside the Artist Tent.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your pieces depict haunting and ephemeral images mounted on panels, and the panels themselves articulate and magnify a detail or element within the image. Do you find it challenging to describe your work to audiences that are unfamiliar with the series?
So yes, I do find it somewhat difficult to explain it to people who are unfamiliar with it. If they have seen it, it's much easier to talk to people about it in person, but the panels and the whole pieces are an exploration of a story that you don't really get to know what that story is. So I guess they're my interpretation of a snippet of time being at these abandoned buildings. That's the subject matter of the pieces. And it's my interpretation of that made bigger with a panel. So they start with an image of an abandoned building, and I play with those to accentuate what I like and dislike about it and try and evoke the mood that I find interesting. And then I take that and try to make that bigger, evoke that mood even bigger with a panel. The panels are typically either cast concrete or acrylics on wood, both of which I find interesting mediums for expanding these moods and creating the feeling that I want to create, and I guess visually interpreting what I think might have been the story of these places.
Well, and what I think I like and react to in your pieces is that there is a story there, but it's a very open story. So I think the viewer gets to tell the story to themselves. They get to invent and create that story. It's such an open experience.
Right. When I first started the series, I thought that these were all about poverty and decline. And over time, I've come to the conclusion that you don't get to know that. You don't know what happened, why these places are abandoned, why people left all their stuff there. You're just left with questions. And that's really intriguing to me. And I guess the whole piece is my interpretation of that minute, that snippet that I'm there photographing it, and kind of my supposition of what might have happened. But you don't get to know.
Right.
And that part of it keeps me coming back.
Well, and you speak about the panels. This is really a singular piece, the photograph and the panels. And the meticulous treatment of the panels and the images reflect heavily on your work as a fine furniture builder and a sculptor. Tell me a little bit about your transition into using mixed media and the journey that you've taken into your current work from there.
Sure. The journey into mixed media started long before this series of panels. When I was primarily doing three-dimensional work, furniture and sculpture, it became limiting to try to make everything out of wood. And so I started incorporating concrete and steel into the pieces. And that was really liberating to start thinking in terms of what does this piece want to be rather than how do I make this out of wood? So from there, it kept going. Like I love the different textures I can get with different materials and the way light plays on those different textures throughout the course of a day. And from there, just the furniture pieces transitioned more into sculpture and sculptural furniture. And this idea drew on another set of things I was pursuing, the panels, and I was really psyched to get the idea and have the skills and tools to pull off what I wanted to do with it. So for me, it seemed a very natural transition. You can see my work at my website, which is www.timothywhitestudio.com. And there, in addition to seeing my work, you can find out where I'm represented, both locally and not locally.
This is Roxana Alvarez, and you've been listening to Inside the Artist Tent with artist Timothy White. Timothy will be among 175 artists featured at the Crested Butte Arts Festival, July 31st through August 2nd. Timothy, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Thanks so much for having me.